This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today on State of the World, Germany's love affair with the fax machine might be coming to an end. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories, up close where they are happening. It's Friday, April 26th. I'm Christine Arismeth. It may come as a surprise that Germany, known for its love of precision technology, still relies on that quirky relic of the 90s, the fax machine. In fact, Germany's reputation for efficiency is regularly undermined by slow internet connections and a reliance on paper and rubber stamps. But as Esme Nicholson reports, progress is on the horizon in parliaments where lawmakers have been instructed to throw out their fax machines by the end of June.
This is the sound of the 90s, and like techno, it still resonates in the German capital. For listeners too young to remember, this is a fax machine, a relic that, figures say, is still in use in 4 out of 5 companies in Europe's largest economy. Torsten Herbst, parliamentary whip of the pro-business Free Democrats, says it's worse in the public sector and that joining parliament was like going back in time.
When I was elected in 2017, I walked to my office and there was a fax machine inside. I called the administrator asking, why do you send me a fax machine? I don't need it. Oh yes, you need it. If you want to send an inquiry to the government, use the fax machine.
Herbst spearheaded the initiative to get rid of fax machines from Parliament, but unplugging the devices is only half the problem.
When you send a message with a fax machine, you sign it and it's valid. That's the difference to an email, which has not the same status in our legal system.
Herbst says the fax machine's exalted legal position boils down to widespread distrust of anything that isn't on paper. The result, he says, is excessive bureaucracy, something the International Monetary Fund says Germany must reduce to boost its economy. Political consultant Thorsten Alsleben agrees.
58% of companies say we don't want to invest in Germany because of bureaucracy. That's worse than taxation, than high energy prices, than anything else.
As part of a campaign urging the government to finally digitise officialdom, Alsleben has opened what he calls the most German of German museums, the Bureaucracy Museum. Among the objects on display is a photograph of a mailbox with the label, "Please deposit online forms here." Alsleben says this obsession with red tape, which verges on the Kafkaesque, is the result of a risk-averse mindset among public servants.
Government officials, not the politicians, they say, no, if we reduce this bureaucracy, this and this could happen, and that's too dangerous. Then everybody is scared and says, okay, no, then we cannot reduce it.
For some, though, paperwork means business. Markus Schulze runs an office equipment supplier that offers a comprehensive fax repair and maintenance service. He says when it comes to fax machines, it's business as usual.
Our customers include hospitals, doctor's offices, law firms, courtrooms, you name it.
He even rents out older models to production companies shooting films set in the early 90s. Newer models are also in demand, but not for make-believe offices.
Last year, we received an order from the Berlin police for 60 new fax machines.
It's a fax transmission report.
Back at the Bundestag, lawmaker Torsten Herbst checks to see if the Foreign Affairs Committee machine is still connected. It is. He says the last fax he sent was to propose the motion to get rid of parliamentary fax machines. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
That's the State of the World from NPR. And if stories like Germany's unexpected affection for 90s technology are something you value, rate and review us on your podcast app. You can also support NPR's international reporting by joining State of the World Plus. You can sign up at plus.npr.org or on our show page in Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again soon.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone.
In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on Black experiences. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts. This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley.